This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I wanted to talk about a comment that the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, made. If we could head on over to the diamond for a moment and to Phoenix, where spring training is being held in the Cactus League. The New York Yankees were once the evil empire. We now have a new evil empire in the sport, and that is, of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers. They got more heat and more flack and more blowback than anybody else this offseason as people were yelling about their $390 million payroll, Danny. I'm going to say that again.
Man,
$390 million their payroll. That is at least $100 million more than any other team in baseball, with the exception of the New York Mets, who have the richest owner by far, who spends money hand over foot as well. This is a sport that generated $12.1 billion last season, Major League Baseball. Think about that for a moment. What they brought in was $12.1 billion. The Dodgers, because they go out and spend more than everybody else, have become the bad guy. And Rob Manfred, the commissioner, was asked one of the ongoing questions now in sports and on talk radio and, you know, people at the water cooler is basically, do we need a salary cap? Are the Dodgers bad for baseball? Are they ruining everything? Because every free agent, whether it's, you know, I could run through the list of guys they signed this offseason, but even the guys that they didn't, like Juan Soto, they're expected to end up there, and when they don't, it's a surprise. It's basically a two-horse race, really, now. It's the Dodgers and the Mets. This is what Manfred said, who's the commissioner of the big league. He says, it's clear we have fans in some markets that are concerned about the ability of the team in their market to compete with the financial resources of the Dodgers. No kidding.
Yep.
He went on to say, if we've been consistent on one point, it is to try to listen to our fans on topics like this. The dollars are obviously bigger, Manfred said. I think that the interesting fun fact that the Dodgers, whatever they spent, are probably more profitable on a percentage basis than the old Yankees were, meaning it could be more sustainable to spend this way. So it is more of a problem. Look, it is the core of the issue in our economic system. It's the disparity-driven difference in terms of the ability to compete, so it's sort of the same. And he's referencing the lopsided nature of the Dodgers versus, say, the Pirates or these teams like the A's or the Nationals that don't spend any money, right? But he went on to say the Dodgers are not breaking any rules. They're playing by the rules. They're operating within the system. We could go in deeper into some of his comments. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is I find that the conversation being had around baseball right now is getting out of whack. People are coming down on the Dodgers and the Mets when, you could disagree with me if you want to, Danny, they aren't the problem. The problem is the teams that don't spend. The Dodgers are doing it correctly. They make a lot of money, and then they reinvest the money into their operation. The Mets have an owner that is going to spend until he can't spend anymore. That's good, not bad. Now, if you want a salary floor, I'm all for that. If you want a salary cap, I guess that could help in some way, possibly. The players will never go with that, and because of that, it's never going to happen. But I guess, Danny, my point is, we're acting like the Dodgers are the villain. The villain is the offseason the Nats just had. The villain is the A's and the Marlins and the Pirates, the owners that don't reinvest the money that they make. That, to me, is what we should be talking about. That we have some divisions where there's 60% of the division where people aren't trying to win. Like, that's more an issue than, oh, the damn Dodgers, I hate them, they signed another guy. You mean, like, trying? Think about your industry. Companies that spend versus don't spend. Who's the problem?
So I think it's twofold. One, you're right that the teams on the bottom, there shouldn't be. We shouldn't have an A's, a Nationals, a Marlins, you know, unless there's a specific design. Like, if your whole point is, hey, we need to get bad before we get good again, no problem. Go through that period. But when it's time to compete and you refuse to, like the Pirates, for example, that's inexcusable and that's wrong. But
you can tank there. Like, you could be a passerby,
sure, yeah.
In not spendingville. You can't live there all the time. That's a rent, not a buy situation.
Right, and that's what's happening. So the Pirates are now a minor league system for the rest of Major League Baseball. And it's ridiculous, quite frankly. And I guess kind of my counter to that, though, where you and I think disagree about this, is they do need a salary cap. They do need a way to prevent a franchise from basically going, all right, welcome to the Major League season. I've now been eliminated because the Dodgers are so much better than me for 7 months. The difference between football, basketball, and some of these others is this is every night beating into your psyche that your team has no chance over months and months and months and months and months. Who wins the tournament at the end? That's who's hot, who's healthy, you know, who gets going. The Rangers won one, and, you know, the Dodgers got a COVID one, and, you know, how weird is it the Nats did it once? That's less important to me. The fact is that it's every night for so many months where your team has no shot and you know it. You could spend everything up to your limit if you're the, I'll use the Pittsburgh Pirates. If you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, you could do everything possible, max out your payroll, invest as much as you possibly can to not make any kind of profit, and you can't compete with the teams at the highest level in terms of salary and likewise, because you're not a big market team. So there needs to be a playing field that tilts both ways down to kind of in the middle, if that makes sense. Tilt the teams up at the top from being able to spend hundreds of millions of dollars per year more than teams in the middle class. And then teams down at the bottom, that needs as much of a fix too, in my opinion.
So again, I'm not anti-salary cap, but I think a salary floor is more urgent and important than a salary cap. Again, the problem is the teams that don't spend, not the teams that spend too much. In terms of what is a bigger issue or where we're perilous as a sport, if we want to call it that. But the only thing we'll disagree on, because I don't think we disagree necessarily on the cap part of it, doesn't sound like, where we'll disagree is this idea that you can't compete. I don't agree with that. The Dodgers have won one World Series since I was born in 1988. You know, that was the last time before this past year that they won an actual World Series where they played 162 games. They had the COVID shortened year in 2020 where it was a sprint and 60 days, and that's the list of their other championship before this past season. Now, do they get to roll the baseball out and be a 90-plus win team and win a division? Absolutely. But there's actually more of a parity in baseball when you look at how many teams have played in the World Series, how many teams have participated in league championship series, than even, say, in the NFL, a salary cap sport. In the Super Bowl or the conference championship games, where the Eagles just played in a third Super Bowl in 8 years, and the Chiefs have been in 7 conference title games in a row, and in the Super Bowl 5 of the last 6 years. You know, in baseball, you get these one-off years from the Diamondbacks, the Nationals, the Phillies made their run 1 year. You had a Arizona-Texas World Series 2 seasons ago that nobody, even on the first day of the playoffs, thought was possible. So yeah, if you spend a lot, I think it elevates your floor and it gets you into the postseason. But there's really no...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Evidence that having the biggest payroll means you get to win a championship or you get to win a pennant. No, the Mets have won nothing since Cohen's been throwing money around. They've been pretty good. They got to the playoffs last year. They made a little run. The Yankees, one title, 2009, one since the 2000s. You think about like the highest payrolls. I think it guarantees you relevance and competitiveness. The Phillies, fourth highest payroll right now. They really have nothing to show for that in terms of banners hanging. But the Cubs are another example in the top six or seven in spending, who haven't won recently. But yeah, I'm all for a cap. I also want a floor. But my point is just, it's amazing to me that we act like the Dodgers are the worst thing that happens in sports. Like, how dare them go sign another guy? This is terrible. This is awful. Everyone should be wanting their team to operate like that.
Yeah, I don't blame them for operating within the rules.
The Nationals, as an example, just to get back to the local team here, had an offseason where they had a great opportunity to go out and spend. There's no reason why they didn't add to their payroll this offseason after turning a corner from a prospects and development standpoint the last couple of years. And they just decided not to. They just said, you know what, we're not going to do that. And everyone says, well, they spent almost $40 million. They basically replaced the money that came off the books from Patrick Corbin's six-year contract finally expiring, almost dollar for dollar. That's what they did. That went off the books. They made a bunch of moves that added up to Patrick Corbin, plus a couple million bucks, and they're going to roll the baseballs back out. Like, that's the conversation I want to have, is how do you get teams to stop doing that?
Agree with you. But the winning part we go back to is, you look at World Series as the judge of parity or not. And you're right. That tournament, that's such a small
championship
sample.
Championship series, yeah.
Championship, fine. To me, there's no parity. When the Yankees go to the playoffs every year, have two seasons in the last 10, despite tons of roster turnover, where they don't make the postseason. And they don't have any losing records in there. They're not subject to it. They don't have the same operating system as everybody else. So to me, the more important thing isn't who gets hot in the tournament, because teams have been hot, not hot, whatever, won the championship, not. And your point about different champions is 100% right. It's the 7 months of grind where you get out of bed in the morning and you have no chance. And you're right that some blame needs to be on the teams that aren't trying. That's 100% a thing. But you also need to lower the automatic entry, basically. The Yankees have an automatic playoff berth every year because they just, if it doesn't go well with the signing, they'll just sign somebody else. But
why do you have no chance? I mean, the Rays, year in and year out, were a playoff caliber team when they spent low poor team money, high-end poor team money. The A's, we saw. The Minnesota Twins made the playoffs 7 out of 10 years when they were spending a little bit of money. Still competitive every year. The Royals have put together a really good team by spending a little bit of money right now. We're a playoff team last year.
So why is there a need for a salary floor then? If you can just be cheap and do it?
Well, because those teams spent to what the floor would be. They're above the threshold right now. I'm talking about the teams that have payrolls right now, like the A's, the Pirates, the Marlins,
yeah,
the Rays,
fixing.
The Reds. They're just opting out of all transactions for veteran quality talent.
Agreed.
It's unacceptable. I want to get people's thoughts on this, though. 800-636-1067. How does it affect your fandom when you go into an offseason knowing that there's three or four teams that are going to sign the best players and seemingly nobody else is in those sweepstakes? And then you've got teams like Washington or others that just kind of opt out of free agency almost altogether from an impact player standpoint.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.